White House threatens veto if Democrats dream and promise amnesty bill. By Neil Monroe on June 4, 2019. President Donald Trump's deputies are threatening a veto of the Democrats' latest amnesty gambit for DACA illegals, partly because it will encourage even more migrants to travel into the United States. H.R. 6 would incentivize and reward illegal immigration while ignoring and undermining key administration immigration objectives and policy priorities, such as protecting our communities and defending our borders. If H.R. 6 were presented to the president in its current form, his advisors would recommend that he veto the bill, says June 3 statement to the House. The veto is influential, partly because few legislators want to back unpopular amnesty, especially if it cannot pass. Democrats may stage a vote for the amnesty on Tuesday, amid cheers from many business groups who are eager for more imported cheap workers, taxpayer-rated consumers, and price BOO sting renters. The amnesty is dubbed the Dream and Promise Act, is backed by the Mark Zuckerberg and other West Coast investors who formed FWD.us to protect their government-delivered supply of cheap workers and extra consumers. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce backs the amnesty, which would likely legalize over 3 million illegals, without offering any border reforms or safeguards for working Americans. The bill also does nothing to reduce the chain migration rules, which would allow the illegals to get green cards for their parents and relatives outside the United States. The legislation is backed by many Wall Street investors partly because the bill gives away an amnesty that could otherwise be traded by Trump to raise wages and open up new opportunities for blue-collar and white-collar Americans. The coalition against the legislation include investors in major retailers, Amazon, Target, Best Buy, Johnson & Johnson, Walmart, for example, who gain when the nation's population is expanded by legal or illegal immigration. But White House officials pointed out the cost and damage of the Democrats' amnesty. FWD.us and its allies claim the questions in their survey shows the legislation is popular. But the survey was also used to provide politicians with safe language to explain their vote for the amnesty, suggesting that the politicians know it is unpopular. In 2014, when GOP leaders were considering whether to schedule a Gang of Eight amnesty vote in the House, FWD.us presented a similar rigged survey, showing supposedly high support for an amnesty. But the poll was released the day after Majority Leader Eric Cantor had been defeated by his primary voters because of his support for the investor-boosting Gang of Eight amnesty. Later that year, Senate Democrats lost 9 seats in their majority, so keeping Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer in the minority for the subsequent 6 years. Subsequent to the 2014 FWD.us poll, President Donald Trump decided he would use the immigration issue to defeat the GOP and Democratic establishments. He was sworn into office on January 20, 2017. A major reason for Trump's success is that his campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, was a pollster who fully understood Americans' simultaneous willingness to decently welcome migrants and their emotional preference for migration policies which help Americans. Immigration numbers. Each year, roughly 4 million young Americans join the workforce after graduating from high school or university. But the federal government then imports about 1.1 million legal immigrants and refreshes a resident population of roughly 1.5 million white-collar visa workers, including approximately 1 million H-1B workers, and approximately 500,000 blue-collar visa workers. The government also prints out more than 1 million work permits for foreigners, tolerates about 8 million illegal workers, and does not punish companies for employing the hundreds of thousands of illegal migrants who sneak across the border or overstay their legal visas each year. This policy of inflating the labor supply boosts economic growth for investors because it ensures that employers do not have to compete for American workers by offering higher wages and better working conditions.